Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. This week, we've been looking at our scripture, our text found in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And we've been looking at the sin that's common to all, that the sin that besets us so easily, and that is the sin of unbelief. We've looked at how our unbelief affects the Lord. It's a source of grief and disappointment to Him. It insults His truthfulness, and of course, it hinders Him from fulfilling His purposes in our lives. What's the effect on us? Well, many Christians are walking around with a lack of joy, and that's pretty much a clear indication that they're not resting in faith. There's a rest and a peace that comes when we're really trusting God. And then, of course, our needs can be unmet. We won't step out for God. There's a fear of failure, and we lose out. We don't see those victories. You know, we have to be courageous. Isn't that what the Lord spoke to Joshua? What an undertaking he had. He had to replace Moses, in a sense, as a leader. And the Lord kept saying, be strong. Be strong and very courageous, and meditate on the Word of God. Why? Because that's our source of strength and truth. And if we will do that and we'll have faith, we won't limit God. We won't dishonor God. Well, on today's broadcast, let's look now. We've looked at how it affects the Lord and how unbelief affects us. Now, let's look at the causes. Why are we that way? Why is it so easy for us to get anxious and to worry and to be stressed and to really walk in unbelief? You know, sometimes we use all sorts of words that, you know, don't make it sound quite so awful, like stress. It's such a common word, but it's a form of anxiety, is it not? And anxiety is just a milder form of fear, and so we just really don't label things as unbelief, and unbelief is sin. But we tend to be easy on ourselves. But beloved, I don't know about you, I don't want unbelief in my life. I don't want to limit God. I don't want to dishonor God. I don't want to be afraid of stepping out and doing new things for God, whatever it would be He'd asked me to do. So let's now look at the causes of little faith. And there are just three that I'm going to share with you. One is the natural man disbelieves God. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. And you know, of course, we certainly do apply that to the unsaved, that, you know, the preaching of the gospel is foolishness. They can't understand it. They make fun of it. They ridicule Christians because it seems foolishness to them. And, or perhaps, you know, they're people that are Christian, and I actually used to feel that way many, many years ago when I was unsaved, is that, you know, they just need a crutch. Religion is just a crutch for not being strong and independent and self-determining all on your own. Well, it took a few years for me to realize that I wasn't doing such a good job with my life and was able to finally submit and relinquish my intellect, lay down my will, and say, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And of course, that's a prayer He loves to answer. So As children of God, we see obstacles and difficulties, and we form opinions on the basis of mere appearances. And beloved, this scripture applies not just to the unsaved, but also to the carnal Christian. And there's times we can all get carnal. We can all get in the flesh. We depend on our human agency, our strength, our own or others, rather than of God. Just think about that. You know, it's Romans 7:24, what does that say? It says Paul was wrestling with that. He spoke about the spirit man within him. He saw the carnal man, and he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" If you just stop there, that'd be a desperate situation. That'd be a pitiful plight to be in. But he goes on to say, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. But God has given us the ability to have victory over sin, death, and the curse. Praise God." So, beloved, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us believe God that we are, in fact, a new creature. We are a supernatural entity. We might have flesh and bone and blood, but we are creatures that never existed before. We are the very children of God. And all creation groans and waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. And that means man or female, male or female. There's no male or female in Christ. All of creation is waiting for you, brother and sister, for me to be that individual, that person, anointed, filled with divine purpose, filled with the love of God, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God, that will be a witness and a testimony to this dying and perverse and evil generation that we live in. So, the natural man disbelieves God. That's a cause of little faith. And then secondly, we forget and ignore the presence of God. Well, oh yes, we know the Lord is. Of course I know that, Sister Glass. That's what the scripture says. Well, what does Zechariah 4:6? One of my favorite passages is, "Not by might nor by power, not by our mental ability, our physical strength or stamina, but it's by my spirit." And then in John 14:12, Jesus said, "Verily, verily," he was emphasizing, "This is true, this is true, this is true. Listen to me. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Think about the great heroes of the Bible. Look at what the Lord had to go through trying to get Moses to say yes to him. Look about Gideon. They constantly look at their weaknesses. You know, "I can't speak, Lord." Gideon, "Who am I? You know, I'm least in my father's house. I'm least of the tribes of Israel." God will sometimes take the weak things of the world, we know that from Scripture, to confound the mighty. The foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and to bring to naught the things that are. Beloved, we have our strength in the Lord God Almighty. And the promise that God said to Joshua, that God said to Moses, that God said to Gideon, to Samuel, to Paul, he said, "I will be with thee." And that same promise is to each and every one of us, you and I, brother and sister. He has given us the ability to trust God. Hallelujah. Another thing that occurs is that we fail to recognize that faith is a gift. So we develop faith as we discover God is faithful in keeping his promises. He is a covenant-keeping God. And in Mark the 9th chapter, verses 23 and 24, the disciples had brought a father and his child to Jesus. And the father, of course, had gone to the disciples, and this poor child, he was possessed by a demon. The spirit would tear him, and he'd fall on the ground, and he wallowed foaming. And Jesus asked, "How long has this come upon him?" And he said, "Since he was a child." And so Jesus said to him in verse 23, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." And the child was, of course, delivered. So God gives us faith. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. And beloved, you need right now to settle it in your heart, to settle it in your mind, that whatever you are facing, God has given you the faith to deal with it, to overcome the obstacles, to rebuke the work of the enemy, to stand against the forces of darkness, to resist the enemy, and he will flee from before you. That's what the Word of God says. He's given you that power. If he didn't give you the faith, the enemy tries to make you feel you don't have any faith, you're not strong enough for this, you're not able to stand against these great odds. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell. God says you are able, beloved. And right now, I want you to open your heart to God. I want you to just allow him to let his anointing, his impartation, flood your very spirit, to just to cleanse your mind from unprofitable thoughts, thoughts of unbelief, thoughts of doubt, and that you will be able to say, I have the mind of Christ, because the Word says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Beloved, rise up, resist the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Father, I come against demons of spirit and spirits of unbelief and fear that would oppress your people. And Lord, I thank you even now that you're ministering to them. And Lord, even as that father cried out, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. You'll help their unbelief, God, that they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they will know, then they will know, and they will know, Lord, that you are more than able, that you are a God who hears and answers prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for it. My beloved, yea, hear the word of the Lord. I have purposed, yea, good things for you. I have much that I want you to receive. But even as the enemy would try to discomfort you and try your faith, I say to you, be strong and of good courage. My people shall know great victories and understand the scriptures. They shall know how to defend that which the Lord has done in their lives. And beloved, at this moment I say and bring you into a place of rest where you shall know that you dwell in the center of my will, and you shall be able to sing in the night hour. You shall know in new ways that I am your shepherd, and you shall not want for the things of God. You shall be a light that shines in darkness. Others shall cry, what manner of people are these that do not bow before the enemy? Beloved, there is a spiritual river that is flowing, and you shall be in the midst thereof, says the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Thank the Lord for his anointing. Father, I thank you for your blessings, and Lord, I ask that you would just cover these people with your protection, my spiritual family, in Jesus' name. And now I invite you, as I bring this broadcast to a close, if the Lord's moving on you, jot down that contact information. Send that email. You don't have to write a long note. You can use snail mail. That's how I respond back to my partners. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.